Good morning, sweetie. You really were tired from work, weren't you? You slept more than I did, and we both know that doesn't usually happen. Oh, don't worry, sleepyhead. It's Saturday if you don't remember. We can just chill and do nothing all day if you want. But I have a surprise for you. Your amazing wife has cooked the most difficult dish in the world for your breakfast. Yeah, it's just toast with butter. You've been so tired lately, so I wanted to do something special for you. The problem is, my cooking skills don't let me do much more than toast and cup of noodles. Oh, I'm glad you appreciate it. I'm so lucky to have found an adorable human like you. Come on, I'm serious. You are. Why do you think I married you? Okay, I think you're very handsome, but that's not the main reason. I think I forgot to get milk for you, though. Just a second. Oh, we're out of milk, apparently. I could go to the market to buy more, but... It's 3 blocks from here. That's, like, super far away. Okay, it isn't. But you don't look like you want to change clothes and go out to buy, and I definitely don't. I think we're gonna have to get on milk the other way, then. Of course I'm talking about that. It's one of the biggest advantages of being married to a cow woman, isn't it? Please, sweetie, I know getting out of bed on a Saturday morning is hard, but I need your help with this. Just get up while I go get a bucket. Here. Babe, come on. You always get embarrassed when we do this, but you don't need to. You're my husband. There's nothing wrong with you milking me. It feels like you're treating me like a cow. Honey, you always take care of me and respect me so much. If there's someone in the world who can do this, it's you. Trust me. Don't worry about that. I'll turn around now. Put this on the bed. Bend over a little. And you can stand behind me now. Just pull up my shirt, put your hands on my breasts, and give them a little squeeze.